Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here for the ride. Plan to attend the DeGrand Angus 50th Annual Bull Sale, which is Friday, April 19th at the Fallon County Fairgrounds in Baker, Montana. Buyers won't find artificial numbers here on the bulls or the mother cows. Lunch at noon, sale begins at 1 p.m. Mountain Time. View the catalog online at DeGrandAngus.com. DeGrand Angus, home of the four-year guarantee.
And discover the pulse of agriculture from grain to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit online at tsln.com.
And don't forget the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering and Old West Day celebration has moved from a fall schedule to an April schedule. It's going to be April 25th through the 28th in Valentine. Y'all come down, you hear? It's going to be a fun time, a big switch from the previous years, but it's the same great entertainment and event, just a different date. Go to oldwestdays.net for the details.
And don't miss the Montana Maternal Live Bull Sale of Open 8 Genetics. That's coming up Friday, so make sure you've got your plans made. It's at the ranch, 5 miles south of Baker, Montana. This sale emphasizes the maternal side with frame size, flushing, ability, fertility, udders, and disposition. You can bid online, Superior Livestock Auction. That's Open 8 Genetics Live Sale, Baker, Montana, this Friday, starting at 1 p.m. Mountain Time.
I'm going to share something from Rodney Nelson in here, what was sent in from Margot Medegrano from cowboypoetry.com. Dakota Fresh Air, it's called. The folks down at the tourism department sure go through some pains to brag up and glorify my state up on the plains. I saw an ad not long ago that really did impress me. Who would have guessed my state is best for things that one wants to see? Yes, the pretty photos stunned me. I would have never thought I was living in the middle of one grand vacation spot. It stressed our scenic beauty, talked up our industry, pointed out historic sites with good accuracy. They may have praised our weather a little to excess, but when they spoke of clean, fresh air, well, folks, that's no BS. Yes, fresh air is abundant. It's never stale or sour. We import the stuff from Canada at 90 miles an hour. Air that we are breathing when it's pretty close to noon was probably at breakfast time somewhere near Saskatoon. It's truly quite a blessing that sometimes it's a sin when it's traveling by so doggone fast that one can't breathe it in. It comes from all directions, but the north winds are the best. The air gets sort of thick sometimes when the wind is from the west. I hate these blasted, droughty years like the ones we've had of late. A hard west wind is often filled with Montana real estate. But it sometimes works out dandy. We all thought it was fine how we got the Killdeer Mountains when they blew across the line. When North Dakota parents send their children out to play, they fill their pockets up with rocks so they won't blow away. But by gosh, I'm not complaining. Thought the wind was sometimes mean. The air that we are breathing is truly fresh and clean. And our weather, oh, it's grand sometimes, be it warm or winter chill, but a good day in North Dakota is when that fresh air is standing still. And that's Rodney Nelson.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that. Hey, we got this from Dolores Colburn. She's the Southern Bureau reporting, and it's actually written by Marion Garrity. You can grow old and saggy and baggy and slow and take to spectacles and dentures and develop a widow's hump. But to your friend, you are just as you were in the last year at school. Okay, Mike, do you have a story?
I have a quick little something that maybe will cheer you up here on the good stuff. Well, Sandy began a job as an elementary school counselor, and she was eager to help everyone. One day during recess, she noticed a girl standing by herself on one side of the playing field while all the rest of the kids enjoyed a game of soccer at the other. Sandy approached and asked the girl if she was all right. The girl said she was. A little while later, however, Sandy noticed the girl was on the same spot, still by herself. Approaching again, Sandy offered, "Would you like me to be your friend?" The girl hesitated, then said, "Okay," looking at the woman suspiciously. Feeling that she was making progress, Sandy then asked, "Why are you standing here all alone?" "Because," the little girl said with great exasperation, "I'm the goalie." Thanks for sharing that with us. I don't know where it came from or who wrote it, but I thought it was cute and a good way to end up the good stuff.